illegally crosses the border will be detained until they are removed out of our country and back to the country from which they came.
Trump also insisting that a wall will be built and Mexico will pay for it. With reaction to his speech last night, here's Ted Houston.
The 1,500 or so people attending the event were enthusiastic as they left the Phoenix Convention Center, despite the fact that Trump said only after all 10 points of his plan are implemented will we worry about what to do with the people who are here who haven't caused any trouble.
You know, you got to start somewhere. You got to put your foot down.
Every single one of his ideas that he talked about was perfect.
His plan was fantastic. I think that it should have been implemented a long time ago. I think that the Obama administration ignored a lot of these big pitfalls that he's been naming for a very, very long time.
In Phoenix, Ted Houston.
And this is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick continuing to make headlines because of controversy. CBS Sports is now reporting that he's been wearing what appear to be anti-police socks during team practices for the past several weeks. The socks depict pigs wearing police hats. He's reportedly been wearing them during the 49er workouts ever since about August 10th. Kaepernick's been at the center of a national conversation ever since sitting during the national anthem prior to preseason games. Kaepernick calling it a protest over the oppression of people of color in America. Chicago coming off its deadliest month in two decades, but Illinois' governor says calling in the National Guard isn't the answer to street violence.
In fact, it may exacerbate other problems, so nobody thinks that's a good idea.
Bronner says the state's already helping with state police patrols on city expressways and technical expertise in criminal investigations. David Stewart, Chicago.
And college football action really gets underway tonight as among the ranked teams on the field, number 10 Tennessee at home against Appalachian State, and 23rd ranked Louisville will be hosting Charlotte. Several more ranked teams start their seasons tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 77 cloudy and humid degrees out today. Forecast is for showers likely, then thunderstorms, also possible after 2 p.m. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Friday, sunny with a high of 81. And the weekend looks like a pretty nice weekend. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 76. And Sunday, partly sunny.
That little tropical storm coming through. What do you mean it looks like a nice weekend?
It's not saying it here. Sunday's partly sunny, high near 68. And Labor Day, partly sunny, high near 77.
What? Are you looking at the correct weather forecast?
I am.
There's a little tropical storm called Hermione bearing down on Florida right now.
It's not Hermione, is it? I thought it was a guy.
No.
It's Hermione?
Mm. All right.
Well, I don't know. I guess our forecast thinks it's going out to sea.
I hope they're right.
All right. Well, I'm finished with the weather.
You're very confident.
Shall we start? Because how did I do with them?
Good. Keep it up, Jennifer. Okay. I would love to see this. If you could throw a tropical storm out to sea, that would be awesome.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you know what else is going to be awesome?
What?
The library show.
Your next musical selection?
The library show, so stay tuned.
Is this Earth, Wind, and Fire?
It is.
Very topical, Jennifer. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. I just want to let him say the word September. That's why you were playing the song. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, author Libby Cudmore joins us to talk about her book, The Big Rewind. September is here, according to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it's time to save money with your Hunterdon County Library card. Our fall concert series kicks off with some old favorites and some new acts you won't want to miss. Jennifer's husband is having trust issues with her. At least that's what it says in his diary. Lots of youth services programs to tell you about, new exhibits, instant flicks, Zinnia, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer. Happy September.
Happy September, Jim.
We're in the burr months now.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, well, I guess I am.
And I have to tell you, these costumes on this video are really cool.
Did summer go fast for you?
It did. It did, actually.
I want to find somebody that summer went slow. Everybody says summer goes fast. There's got to be somebody out there that summer went slow for.
I don't know. Probably Morgan, did summer go slow for you?
Somebody was terminally ill or something. But
oh, my gosh. Right away, you got to start on a
Well, I'm just saying, I'm trying to think of someone that summer would go slow for. Unfortunately, that would probably be a person.
Right away, you start on a downer.
Me?
And I'm,
are we, like, switching personalities?
We are, because I had a really good night last night. And
oh, okay. What happened last night?
Went to game night at Tilted Kilt.
Okay.
And the place was packed.
Wow.
It was so great. Matt Dolan did such a great job. I mean, it was just, it was really good. Bingo went along really well.
So word of mouth that for this trivia night has really gotten out and people are showing up.
I think so. It was really good. There were a lot of tables, a lot of families even.
Right.
But I will say that they do need more girls. They're casting girls right now, entertainers, servers.
They need waitresses at the Tilted Kilt?
In Monmouth Junction, yes. They're casting right now Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, so definitely stop by.
What,
because they have a really busy fall season.
How much does Matt Dolan get paid for doing this trivia?
I don't know. We'll talk about
it. Find that out for me.
Because I'd like to have him at the library.
Okay.
Because he's a comedian, and he, like, does a shtick when he does.
He was on our show briefly one time, wasn't he?
He was. He was.
Was he the one that was Spider-Man? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
Oh, I'm glad you had a good night last night.
I did, and they have fantasy draft football parties or fantasy draft parties.
I've done a couple of them myself already.
How does that work?
Fantasy football?
Like, how does the party, like the draft party, work?
Well, you got to get together and draft your team at the beginning of the year,
right? So, like, would you like reserve a table and then you would, like, how does?
Yeah, your group would get just a couple tables together, preferably not in a quiet corner of the restaurant or a special room or something, so you're not because they can get pretty loud, I guess.
Okay.
So, or they got to concentrate on
like,
drafting.
I don't know how this stuff works.
But drafts are usually done online now. You don't have to be together.
All right,
to
well, they
do
have
the drafting. But
they'll have a party, and like, you get,
it's a nice
you get wings
event.
And you get pickles and you get fried pickles and pretzels.
Free wings?
Not free. I mean, like, I guess you pay for it, but you get, there's wings and there's pickles and pretzels.
Yeah, which it could be if they gave you a good promotion for a restaurant to bring in people.
Yeah. So,
Was there a fantasy draft going on last night?
There wasn't last night.
Okay.
There wasn't last night, but I've seen the signs, and I'm like, I have to ask Jim about this, because I really don't
So this is a library show.
Okay.
Libby Cudmore will be joining us. Jennifer will be calling her at about 11:15.
Yes.
Let's just update some programs coming up September 7th, next Wednesday. The South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will meet at the North County Branch Library and discuss human influences on climate change with Dr. David A. Robinson. Jennifer is actually a human influence on climate change. We've proven that on shows in the past.
Yes.
But within the past decade, New Jersey has experienced its wettest and warmest years in over a century of observations. That may be up to debate, Jennifer. Extreme events including Sandy Irene and an October snowstorm also suggest that something is happening to New Jersey's climate. This is starting to scare me. Natural variations alone cannot account for these anomalies. Human influences on climate are significant, prompting discussion on how the society might mitigate or develop greater resiliency to increasing climate change. I hate to say it, Jennifer, but I think it's too late.
Do you? You don't think it's reversible?
The whole planet is not going to get together and do what is necessary. It's just not going to happen. I was just hoping they'd give me an example of what a human, besides car exhaust and human effects on the climate.
Well, I think things like aerosol cans.
I thought those were banned.
I think the one propellant, but maybe the damage was already done by then.
We're continuing to do damage. We're doing a little better than we were.
I also think...
Think about the 60s. That was a whole decade of just...
Think about the garbage dumps. I'm thinking about one in particular. And they must be emitting some sort of noxious gas into the atmosphere, and that can't be good for it.
And the thing is, it's, you know, they can extrapolate on how long this is going to take, but the process speeds up over time, so... I don't know. Let's not talk about this. But if you do want to talk about it, go to the North County Branch Library next Wednesday, September 7th at 7 p.m. Dr. David Robinson will host this roundtable discussion. Seattle Club meetings are open to all. Refreshments will be available. It's a drop-in event, so no pre-registration is required. And then next Thursday, Jennifer, also at the North County Branch, the first concert of the fall of the Dixieland Jazz with the Florian Schantz Jazz Trio. Florian Schantz? Excuse me? Oh, okay. Florian Schantz is a 14-year-old trumpet, cornet, and flugelhorn player from Westfield who founded the band when he was only 9 years old. The band has performed at scores at different venues across New Jersey and New York. Florian won the Louis Armstrong Award in 2014 for his outstanding accomplishments in jazz performance on trumpet, cornet, flugelhorn, and bass trumpet. The Dixieland Jazz Concert is a balance of live music and educational content, which discusses music, composers, and the instruments, equipment, techniques, and musicians from the early jazz era. This upbeat program focuses on early jazz and ragtime with some ballads and blues. So this Florian Schantz sounds like quite the prodigy. Musical prodigy. So it sounds like something that you might want to see. Once again, it's Thursday, September 8th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And that's at 65 Halsted Street in Clinton, New Jersey. The program is free and open to the public, as are all of our programs. We ask that you reserve a seat for these concerts just in case it gets canceled so we can call you and tell you not to show up. To reserve a seat, you can call 908-730-6135 or go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the calendar events in the bottom right corner, and you can reserve a seat that way. And you can also see all of our programs that we have coming up in the Hunterdon County Library in September. Other ones just off the top of my head, Veggies and You, Autumn Activities of the Native Americans of Central Jersey. That will be at the South County Branch Library. We have a film premiere from PBS. I don't have the title right there. We have the On the Big Screen movie series all September and all fall. WordPress has a program with the North County Branch Library. We have Love and Marriage in Music with Jamie and Nancy DeJesus at the main library. We have Jack McDade. Our old friend Jack McDade will be performing in September at the North County Branch Library. Absolutely Abby will tell you her secrets recruiters don't want you to know. The NCB Garden Club meets again in September. And they'll be talking about deer-resistant daffodils. A new group at the Hunterdon County Library will be performing September 28th. We'll have Folk Country and Bluegrass with Maggie Hill. That was the suggestion from one of our patrons. And we have a Reiki program, demystifying Reiki healing. 5 ways Reiki can help you lead a healthier life. All those programs on top of our recurring programs, we have book clubs at the Hunterdon County Library, at the North County Branch Library, at the South County Branch Library, and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library also have their own book club. There's a knitting group that meets monthly at the Hunterdon County Library. Our Pause to Read programs are starting up again at the Hunterdon County Library, at the North County Branch Library. That's where you children can come in and read to therapy dogs or just sit and pet the dogs. We have drop-in Scrabble monthly. And the North County Branch Fiber Artists meet every month. So September is very busy. And I'll talk about the HDL Amateur Photography Show after our commercial break, but registrations are now being accepted for that. So we'll stop for a commercial break, and then we'll welcome Libby Cudmore after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Libby, did I lose you?
Nope, I'm still here.
Yay, hi. I don't think you got to meet Jim Thatch last time.
I think he was
not here.
Hi, Libby. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good.
So I've asked Libby to come back because I had a good time talking with her last time. And I want to talk more about music this time. I think Libby, you might remember, is the author of The Big Rewind, which was just published by William Morrow back in February. Which is a hipster mystery, would you call it?
Yeah, a mixtape mystery, a hipster mystery.
And it featured mixtapes. Mm-hmm. And every Saturday night, Libby tweets a record album.
Yeah, hashtag Record Saturday.
So you should definitely watch that. And what caught me was your tweets a couple of weeks ago, you had done Mr. And I was shocked. And I was shocked that you liked Mr. Mister.
The thing is, I don't like Mr. Mister. I like Mr. Mister when they were pages.
Okay.
Mr. Mister makes me want to gag.
I see.
That was their kind of yacht rock band back in the late 70s, early 80s. They failed to get any real hits, so they disbanded and then formed Mr. Mister and had a hit with Broken Wing.
I was trying to think of the title of that song, Broken Wings. That is it. Yep.
So, and I asked you, the question I specifically asked you, oh, by the way, one of my friends, I posted on Facebook that you were coming on today, and one of my friends posted that you were cute.
Oh, thanks.
So, and for anyone who's listening who knows Big John, that's who it was.
My husband thinks I'm cute, too, but thanks
to
John.
So, I'm playing 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
Because
that was my specific question. Do you have any strong feelings about Bruce Springsteen?
Not strong feelings either way, but the Bruce Springsteen songs that I love, I really love. I love that one. Valentine's Day, I think, is great. I'm not huge into into the boss, but...
Jennifer's trying to pit us against each other, Libby, I think, because she knows I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
Ask Jim how many times he has seen Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I don't know. Not a ton, but I've seen him a few times.
How many have you seen him this year?
Most recently twice this year, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, most recently last Tuesday was at his show, and it was incredible.
Oh, I'll bet. No, that's one of those, I'm sure it would be a great show. I could probably never afford to go. But
exactly.
As someone who's seen Steely Dan twice this year, and is going one more time in October, I totally get it.
Did you grow up in New Jersey, Libby?
I did not. I've been to New Jersey exactly twice in my life.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. There's your reason.
I did get back three times.
Okay.
Because I was in Atlantic City to see Steely Dan in April.
I don't. That's really not New Jersey, is it?
Atlantic City. No. Yes, it is.
And Jim's other huge obsession is the Beatles.
Yeah. That I do have strong feelings on.
Okay.
I am not a fan.
Okay. You are surprisingly in the majority with people that I know, and I find that hard to believe, but it's becoming more and more apparent to me that people just aren't Beatles fans there anymore, or I don't know.
I think it's growing up, my sister Hillary was a huge, huge Beatles fan. My dad's a musician, so she just played the Beatles constantly.
So you're rebelling.
I think it's just sort of like it's oversaturation,
right?
I guess, and my taste. Kind of really start with like 70s singer-songwriters, so you know, Warren Zevon, Tom Waits, getting to Steely Dan, then heading into post-punk with Smiths and the Banshees, and so my stuff is a little later than than the Beatles era.
All those bands you just mentioned, I agree with. I had Warren Zevon's albums.
Oh, I love him.
Yes.
That was my first record Saturday. It was actually Excitable Boy.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm a huge, huge, huge Zevon fan, and I think probably my biggest regret is that I never got to see him before he died.
Yeah, I didn't either. So maybe Jennifer will play Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner for us.
All right, maybe next week. I don't know if I'm quite capable this morning of pulling that up.
But that's such a phenomenal album. Now, what is your favorite Beatles album?
That's a good question. It comes and goes. Somewhere in the middle, like Revolver. I mean, I know everybody always says Sgt. Pepper, but either Revolver, Rubber Soul, help those albums right in the middle there where they were kind of evolving, I think, are my favorites.
I was actually just reading, Rolling Stone has an article on the Beatles and LSD in their latest issue that I was just reading, and I thought that was kind of a neat article. I softened my I hate the Beatles stance as I get older to merely it's not what I listen to, but it's cool if other people do. I'm getting soft in my old age.
Okay.
I will never soften on Billy Joel, though. I think I'll be Billy Joel as the days go by.
And I have to tell you, I have been rethinking it. A couple things have happened since our last conversation. And I have been rethinking my Billy Joel addiction.
Oh, what happened?
I think the Madison Square Garden thing is getting to me.
Yeah.
That, like, everybody. And Jim just saw Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. Truth be told.
Jim!
I did.
How did I admit it. I have to ask.
Actually, he was better than I expected. Yes, he sounded good. I mean, there's still as he got late in the show, you could hear that he was losing it a little bit. But in the beginning of the show, first half of the show, I thought he sounded as surprisingly good, actually.
He was my first concert at the Carrier Dome in 1998, and he's so energetic. And you hear that on live recordings. I think the live recording of Summer Highland Falls is so good, and it's so pure, and it doesn't have that over polished sound that his studio albums do. But I was flipping channels one night, and I caught him. His concert at Shea Stadium, this was probably back in like 2010, was probably when I was with the channel, so I don't know when that concert was, but it was the most phoned-in performance I have ever seen anyone.
Okay.
There's been lip syncs on Saturday Night Live that were more energetic than that. Right. And it was so, I was angry at him, like, all these people pay a lot of money. You're in a huge stadium. Could you muster up some energy, please?
Right, that is unforgivable. I agree with that.
So I was just wondering if his Madison Square Garden concerts were, you know, still bringing that energy.
That was the only time I'd ever seen him, so I have nothing to compare it to, but it was entertaining. I'm not the biggest Billy Joel fan. I liked him growing up, and I appreciate him as a songwriter. I think his songwriting is good. His lyrics are very tight. I don't know. He's just a very solid songwriter. And it's interesting that he doesn't write any new songs. He does not write any new songs anymore. He readily admits that he has no interest in writing new songs, and he's just resting on his laurels, I guess.
Now you've incited her for the day.
I'm just gonna be mad at Billy Joel all day. I can't stand him. He's too cheesy for me. He strikes me as just such a cat, and I don't like that his wife is my age. I'm just like, oh, dude, really?
Yeah, I think he has one of everybody's age.
Why isn't Jennifer speaking up for Billy Joel here?
We talked about him last time, and I said I've kind of lost interest since then.
So yeah. You're being swayed on Billy Joel?
I am.
Libby, is that convincing?
I still, yeah. The big man on Mulberry Street will always have a place in my heart, but that's about, you know.
I will agree with that, but only the live version off the Russian concert album.
Okay.
Again, the studio version is sort of like, meh. The live version is so good.
If I tell you that my husband and I danced to Goodnight, My Angel at our wedding, will you make fun of me?
That's so sweet.
Yeah,
that's so sweet.
That is the song we danced to, and now I think about it, I'm like, why did we pick?
Aw. But yeah, my ex wanted us to dance to his cover of To Make You Feel My Love. Like, why don't we just dance to the Bob Dylan version? He's like, well, you know, it's just I really like Billy Joel. Like, no. No. I'm leaving you for that and a thousand other reasons, but that's...
But he got to keep Billy Joel as the...
He gets to keep Billy Joel, so... I hope he and his new wife like it. So.
You also have some strong opinions on movies.
Yes, and then I never go to them anymore.
Well, I saw your Independence Day post.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh, I heard that was brutal.
The resurgence. Because Jim and I have... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Jim and I disagree about movies. He's a big Disney fan, and he's appalled that I've never seen The Little Mermaid. But I think we both agree on resurgences, the Independence Day.
Well, I haven't seen it, but my friends of mine have seen it and said, just do not go see it.
It's terrible.
It couldn't have been that hot out.
I'm in upstate, so it's super muggy.
Okay. All right.
And we live in a two-story walk-up. But I think, right now I'm really annoyed with this trend. This happened last year with Sin City 2. Which also makes me extremely angry, of a sequel to a movie that was made a decade or more. I mean, Independence Day, 20 years old. So to make a sequel that late, it feels so tired and so weak and just not any good. Like, why am I watching this? Why don't I just buy air conditioning?
Right.
Why am I doing this?
They ran out of ideas, and they're just trying to make some money any way they can, almost, it seems like. So, yeah, I was...
Yeah.
Were you a fan of the original one?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
That is one of my... I actually gave Bill Pullman's speech at my friend Ian's wedding.
Oh, yeah?
And it was such a hit. And he actually then turned around and gave it at mine.
That's funny.
So he actually memorized it. I had to write it down on cards, but you know, kudos to him.
Yeah,
it was one of the many, many highlights of our wedding. So,
so do you think that remakes would have been better, like remaking Independence Day? Like, because Ghostbusters was just remade.
I heard that was terrible,
and I heard it was. Oh, you didn't see that, obviously.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
I'm not a huge Ghostbusters fan to begin with. Like, I like it just fine, but like I said, I get really grouchy about movies, and I don't go anymore, because no one will go with me, because I'm too grouchy about it. The last movie I liked was The Hateful Eight, and I went preparing to be grouchy about it. But I will see, and I'm not making this up, my husband will testify to this, I will see any movie Walton Goggins is in, literally any movie he is in. I sat through G.I. Joe 2.
Which actor is he?
He played the sheriff, and he's on Vice Principals now. He was on The Shield and Justified.
I gotcha.
I adore him, and I have loved him for years. And The Hateful Eight was the last movie I liked. Everything else, I've been like, meh.
How do you think Jennifer would like The Hateful Eight? I've seen it, too. It's Quentin Tarantino, Jennifer.
I like Quentin Tarantino.
You'd like it. It's so good. It's so tightly plotted. It's
incredible. It just keeps you, because it's like one of those things where suspense is hanging the whole time. It's just like people are just like, it's like a standoff the whole time, the whole movie.
It's all in one location. It's so intense.
It's an interesting
movie. Like, you won't want, I mean, the problem is it's 3 hours, so.
I'm asleep after an hour.
Yeah, but you won't want to, like, get up and go to the bathroom. You won't. I mean, you could pause it now, but I saw it in theaters, and I was like, I'm just going to have to hold it. I cannot leave. But there was a really bloody part, so that's what I excused myself. I'm like, my friend had seen it before, and he warned me, and he's like, there's a bloody part coming up, so please come back.
So, like, did you watch it? You've watched it more than once?
Yeah, I've seen it twice in theaters. I gave 6 hours of my life to Quentin Tarantino.
Did you see more? Because I like Pulp Fiction was like that for me, that Quentin did.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I see it, I notice stuff I missed the first time around. Because that's like sort of like parallel stories running.
Shot out of order.
Yes.
Wasn't Pulp Fiction out of order?
It was. It started with the end. And like every time you go back and...
I know, and I love that kind of filmmaking. And I'm not a huge Tarantino fan. I respect what he's done. I think some of his stuff is a little too hyper-stylized for me. But I love, and I love this in books, and I love this in music, and I love it in movies, where you are able to see things, not even Easter eggs, but be able to focus on performances and on dialogue and on setting that you didn't notice before, where it is all so tightly plotted and so beautifully established that you discover something new every time. And to me, that's the best way to watch a film. When you think about that with Maltese Falcon, The Big Sleep, and all these classic films, you just notice something new every time you watch them, no matter how many times you see them.
Well, I noticed things actually with your book the second time I read that when I was getting ready.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, probably because I'm not a very good reader, as Jim Thatch will tell you the first time. He says it's impossible for me to read as much as I read without and still retain it all. Are you plotting something else right now?
I am. I'm almost finished with a new book. Finished with the first draft to submit to my agent. But right now I'm doing a lot of short stories. I just finished up a short story for an anthology of cocktail stories.
Oh.
It's kind of a gift book.
Uh-huh.
A gift book?
Oh.
Yeah. So, just all sorts of... I'm writing a lot about music. I just wrote a piece about Steely Dan for... The Yacht Rock, Beyond Yacht Rock blog, the captain's blog at yachtrock.com. They let me go completely crazy, which I respect. Just working on a lot of different things right now. It's exciting.
Okay, and we just had a shout out for the Shining movie. I would imagine the original. Has that been remade?
The Shining?
I have no idea.
I don't know. And no Ben Stiller movies. I don't know if you could hear the little binging in the background, but those were messages coming in. That's good.
And Ben Stiller movies?
No.
No Ben Stiller.
No Ben Stiller movies.
Okay.
I have
good.
To disagree just with one. Meet the Parents is a good movie.
I saw that once in New Jersey while visiting my boyfriend and meeting his parents for the first time. I saw Meet the Parents in New Jersey. That is my New Jersey story right there.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you were meeting the parents.
Hopefully it didn't go as bad for you as it went for Gaylord Focker.
It went wonderfully. They were so sweet. the relationship didn't last, but the love is still there. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, sweet guy.
You also just did a post on actually it was in March. I just found it. Writer's Digest: 7 things I've learned so far.
Yes.
But this was all about writing.
Mm-hmm.
What other 7 things have you learned so far?
Like goodness.
If you had to get... Somebody asked me, a 25-year-old is starting a new job today, a friend of mine, and I gave him a new notebook because he's going to be an aide in a school. And he said, write something inspirational in here. Write me some... And I wrote the lyrics to Time Warp because I really couldn't come up with anything else at the moment.
That's awesome.
So... What kind of pieces of advice would you give? In your Writer's Digest 7 Things I've Learned, you say be honest about your writing time.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out if you're a sprinter. Find a writing song. And your new Steely Dan's Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then Chastity Belt's Joke Right Now.
Mm-hmm.
Find an agent who suits your personality. You will survive a bad review, which I don't think so. Every time Jim says something bad about me, I just crumble.
Aww. Jim, be nice.
Do the dishes.
Cool.
Tell me about doing the dishes. Do you recommend that in real life or just in your writing life?
Yes, always. I will actually, because the other thing is I hate drying the dishes.
Okay.
So it's sort of a race to actually, because if you dry them, you have to put them away.
Right.
So if I do them, then it's just like, I've done the work. I don't have to do anything now. And it is. It's very meditative. I think, 7 things I have learned. Be really good to yourself. Treat yourself the way you would treat a friend.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, just you would never, like, be as nice to yourself when you're having difficulties as you would to a friend who's having difficulties. And that's something I need to learn more of myself. But sometimes just be kind of cool to yourself. Be nice.
You don't really have to give me 7. I didn't mean to go all existential on you.
Okay. No, that's fine. But that's probably the biggest one. And it's one I'm still learning. I'm very, very hard on myself sometimes, especially with my writing and, you know, with work. Just thinking of your friend there starting their first job, you can push yourself really hard and be a super jerk to yourself, but there's no need to. Also, make popcorn from scratch. Don't use microwave popcorn. Microwave popcorn is terrible.
Now, are you an air popper or an oil pan popper?
Oil pan.
Wow.
Yeah. And then throw the butter in the pan afterwards, and it browns a little. There, that's some good advice. And then put that. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, wow.
So yes, yeah, so forget the other thing. That's actually my best piece of advice. That's the best thing I've learned.
11 years ago, I bought a box of Boy Scout popcorn for my best friend's son. It's never been opened. I'm gonna. But I think we could probably pop it and still eat it, and it would be fine.
Oh yeah, you should pop it in the studio, live popping.
Oh, we could do that. Do we have a microwave in here?
I don't see one.
So, do you have any other big plans, dreams, goals? What would you like? What would you like us to know?
What
would you like us to know?
Oh, just I guess my big goal right now is to finish the never ending. Checklist on my of my writing, but what I'd love to know is if people are reading The Big Rewind. If you're out there and you're reading it, let me know. Find me on my blog. Find me on Twitter. Tell me what you think. If you find me, I'm really good about sending people playlists that I've made. So let me know what you think. Leave a review, and I'll give you a special cool. Awesome playlist.
Yes, do you announce ahead of time what you're tweeting on Saturday night, or
usually Saturday morning?
Oh, Saturday morning. Okay.
So yeah, keep an eye out for that. It's been really fun. Last week I did The Replacements, Let It Be, and had people submit photos of themselves when they were teens, and I tweeted out a bunch of photos of my geeky self. And it was really fun. We actually ended up doing a giveaway with records from my collection. I'm going to start doing that more. So by all means, join Record Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
I guess when you said 8 o'clock, I thought you meant at night.
Yes, at night.
Oh, at night. It is at night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you just said the morning.
No, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. So you're doing it at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning is pretty early.
But one of these days, I will have to do a Billy Joel record.
Oh, I'd be really curious to hear how you react
to
it.
But I do have a couple Bruce Springsteen records. I got to get those out of storage. So.
What do you think of that, Jen? They're in storage.
So a lot of my records are, because we moved from a house into an apartment.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff is still kind of in storage. I was actually going through to find a couple for the giveaway, and I found these great K.D. Lang records from her country days.
Oh, that's
fun.
I was just having a conversation with somebody about country. He made a comment, and... I guess I could get behind Katie Lang country, but overall,
I'm not a huge fan. But oh my god, she's just got the most incredible voice in existence, and it's just so good. They're just such bright, wonderful albums. She's got a song called "My Last Cigarette" that just it's so good.
Okay,
she's amazing.
I'm gonna go look that up, and I'm gonna look up Rolling Headless something.
Rolling the Headless Thompson Gunner.
Yeah, all I wrote down was Rolling Headless. So, I should have asked you about Swedish black metal at the beginning of the show, but I know nothing about it.
I know nothing about it either. Although I did go to a metal show, a lot of Norwegian metal with my friend Heather. We went and saw Nightwish, Sonata Arctica, and Delane. Back in March, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the coolest conference experiences I've ever had. Because I very rarely do standing room only shows. I see Steely Dan, where everyone's going to sit.
Okay.
And it was loud, and it was this big overheated club. We drove about 3 hours to get there, and it was just such an oddly profound experience, being surrounded by all of these people. With this screaming metal, but just such a positive energy in the room. It's great.
Did you happen to see it in upstate New York by chance?
What was that?
Did you see it in upstate New York?
No, okay. Connecticut, but I don't remember where.
Okay. That was just a random question.
Wow. I'm sad that actually Sonata Arctica is going to be back, I forget when, in Albany, but it's on a Tuesday, so I can't go.
Okay.
To work.
Oh, I know. Work always gets in the way of all the fun things.
I know.
Because you're a newspaper. You write for a newspaper, correct?
Yep. And Tuesday night's our press night, so I really can't get out of it.
Okay. But,
well.
All right. Well, I'm glad you could get out of work this morning.
Of course.
It was really great to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a good time.
Yes, and I'm glad Jim Thatch got to be here today.
It was nice to talk to you, Libby. Good luck.
Yeah, good to talk with you.
All right, thanks so much, Libby. I'll be in touch.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Libby Cudmore, author of the book The Big Rewind. Look it up on the internet.
We have copies in the library.
And when the Huntington County Library does have copies, you can come by and check it out or put it on hold.
Yes.
And we'll take care of you. So it is 11:44. Let me take one more quick look at the weather.
And then we'll go
Jennifer
to the commercial
break. Neglected to mention Tropical Storm Hermione. Hurricane warning is in effect, Jennifer, the northern Florida Gulf Coast.
We're not in Florida, Jim. We're in New Jersey.
Hermione intensifies in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Tropical Storm Watch is in effect for parts of the Atlantic coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, as Hermione is expected to move near or just inland from the U.S. southeast coast on Friday. And Friday night, very heavy rains are possible near Hermione's path, which is the east coast of the United States. And the last check of my map shows me that the state of New Jersey is indeed on the east coast of the United States.
You got to send me your map.
Okay, one last commercial break for you, and we'll come back with Today in History.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the library show in 14 minutes. Jim Gunnell will be in, and we did have a comment about Libby's drying the dishes. Let them air dry. There's less bacteria that way. I'm going to leave the other part of the comment for later.
Who has all this time to do all this stuff? Popcorn and... Where do you people get all this time? Okay. It's time for Today in History. We do this every week.
Oh, wait. I have the music queued up.
Oh, you do?
I do.
I thought you were just trying to coast into the end of the show over there.
I am. There we go.
Today in History. This time or sometime between 11 and 12 every Thursday, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the current date, which is September 1st. I also ask her some names of people that were born or who have died on this date and see if she knows who they are just by me saying their name. Okay, Jennifer, let's go back to 1864.
Hey, what happened to Kiko, speaking of 1864? Has he given us up?
Actually, I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, we lost Jay, and now we've lost Kiko. What did you do to them? Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the Civil War.
Civil War, that is an actual Civil War question, Jennifer. Didn't anything else happen around the world in 1864? The whole world was... General John Bell Hood ordered... I should have thought wrote this out as a question. What did he order the evacuation of on this date?
Atlanta.
Very good.
Thank you.
Ending a 4-month siege by General William Tecumseh Sherman. Atlanta was evacuated, ordered to be evacuated that day. Very nice scene in Gone with the Wind.
I was just thinking of Gone with the
Wind. Right?
Wind.
Probably one of the biggest movie scenes shot up to that time was the evacuation of Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken.
That and then the field of soldiers where there were all...
Shiloh.
At Shiloh. And they all had, like, all the actors had dummies attached to them. So right. Every time they moved. So they didn't have to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer. On this date in 1878, Emma Nutt becomes the world's first what?
Emma Nutt?
Nutt. She was recruited by Alexander Graham Bell. What did she become the very first?
Telephone operator.
Yeah, well, female telephone operator. I don't know why female has to be distinguished. I guess technically Alexander Graham Bell was an operator in his early days. I don't know, Jennifer. 1897. Where is the first underground rapid transit system in North America opened on this date?
I don't think it's New York. Let's San Francisco.
We're looking for Boston.
That was
the Tremont Street Subway opens on this date in 1897. You ever been to Boston?
Embarrassingly, no. Oh, yeah, actually, I was. I forgot. I went up for a wedding 10 years ago.
To Boston. Mm-hmm. I actually never been there. Okay, 19...
You have never been? You'd love it. You would really love Boston and the surrounding area.
I know I would.
Yeah.
And the history,
got
there.
I can't believe you, because you go
just
to Vermont
so much. Just don't have time.
Much.
But all you people that air-dry dishes and popcorn and pans with oil, time to travel, too, obviously.
You should stop on your way to Vermont sometime.
Okay, somebody please get Jennifer a map of the United States.
But, like, you're in the general area. I meant to do Today in History when Libby was on. I thought it would be fun to do it with her.
Yeah, it would have been.
I didn't think of that.
Oh, well. Okay, 1914, Jennifer, what happened on that date, on September 1st, at the Cincinnati Zoo? That's all I'm going to give you.
Was the first panda bear in captivity born in the United States?
No. Something died.
Nice. You started the show with what?
The last known passenger pigeon. So something became extinct, Jennifer.
Wow.
Martha, the passenger pigeon, died at the Cincinnati Zoo on September 1st, 1914. She became like the poster bird for the extinction. Ever heard of Martha?
I have. No, I'm afraid not.
1939, Jennifer, sticking on my downer theme. Adolf Hitler signs an order to begin what on this date? September 1st, 1939.
The...
If you think what he... This is just going to add another layer to the Hitler onion here.
Oh, it's not the... It's not the
there's something not obvious.
I don't know then.
He wanted the systematic euthanasia of mentally ill and disabled people. What was that?
I don't know. I was... That systematic was the word I was looking for, but I don't know if I would have gotten...
Everything was systematic with that idiot.
I couldn't think of the word.
So, besides what he did later on, he also mentally ill and disabled people.
Yes.
Incredible. Are we still in the air, do you think?
I think so.
Okay, Jennifer. 1952... Ernest Hemingway publishes what novel? It won the Pulitzer Prize. It's famous. It's the first one that popped into
the
your
Old
head.
Man and the Sea.
Correct.
The first one that popped into my mind was The Sun Also Rises, but I knew that wasn't right.
Oh, and how did you know that wasn't right?
I just knew.
What happened on this date, September 1st, 1972, in Reykjavik, Iceland?
A volcano exploded.
In the sporting world.
Oh, in the sporting world. It was Olympic something?
Iceland. 72.
Olympic?
No.
Summer Olympics?
No.
I don't know.
Bobby Fischer beats a Russian Boris Spassky to become the world chess champion. Remember, the world was watching?
Yes.
Bobby Fischer, do you know what happened to him later on? He went like crazy. He went nuts. He was living in Japan when 9/11 happened. He hated America. He grew to hate America. When 9/11 happened, he went on the thing saying how happy he was that 9/11 happened, stuff like that. Bush had him arrested.
In Japan?
Yeah.
Can
Bush
you
had
do that?
He got it done. He had the Japanese authorities arrest him for his treasonous comments. Okay, finally, Jennifer, in 1985, an American-French expedition locates what on this date? September 1st,
American French
1985. An American what?
What it was?
They locate what wreckage? I'm going to give you a little more hints as we go on this date.
It was a shipwreck.
That is correct. Think of the first one.
Was it the Titanic?
The Titanic is correct. So yeah, it wouldn't be an obscure ship, Jennifer. But today in history, it's got to be something kind of famous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, finally, born or died on this date, Jennifer. In 1653, on September 1st, Johann Pachelbel was born.
He was a composer, Pachelbel's canon. It's the most famous.
Canon in D.
D.
Would be correct. Okay, I'll give it to you. 1875, Edgar Rice Burroughs was born.
He's an author who wrote Tarzan.
Correct. Anything else that he wrote?
Yes.
I know one other book, and I don't know why, because I saw this movie, and I
didn't. But it's surprising when you say it.
Right. It's called John Carter. Yeah. And it was a movie that it wasn't what I expected, but I started watching it anyway, and it was fascinating. So a little DVD alert for you, a movie called John Carter. 1933, Conway Twitty was born.
He was a country music star, mm-hmm. singer, and I kind of associate him with like kitschy music.
It was country, yeah, pop country probably. He had the only song on there was It's Only Make-Believe. It was kind of an Elvis-style song. 1939, Lily Tomlin?
She was Ernestine. She was an actress. She was Ernestine on Laugh-In.
Right.
One
Can you name
Danny,
one movie?
At 9 to 5.
Very good. Another DVD alert movie for you that was another movie with her, starring her and Steve Martin, called All of Me.
All of Me.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Where Steve Martin...
I'm not a Steve Martin fan.
It sounds incredibly stupid, but Steve Martin actually does a good job doing this. Her soul goes into Steve Martin's body, so they're both in there. It sounds ridiculous, but it wasn't bad. Okay, finally, three people who died on this date. Jennifer in 2008, Jerry Reed. You'll never get this one.
Well, then why did you...
Because I know who it is.
All right.
Maybe sometimes you hit one of these out of the park. Jerry Reed was the truck driver in the movie Smokey the Bandit. He was a country singer, too, and he wrote the theme song to Smokey the Bandit.
Okay.
No?
I know Smokey the Bandit.
Died in 2012, Hal David. You see, the name rings a bell, doesn't it? Hal David was the lyricist for Burt Bacharach.
It does.
And they wrote all those Dionne Warwick songs that made her a star. Hal David died. And then finally died in 2000. The great Dean Jones died on this date in 2015. Dean Jones was in a million Walt Disney movies. The real life ones like Herbie the Love Bug. All those movies.
Was he in the Gnomemobile?
He might. Very possible, Jennifer. When I say he was in 30 of them, I'm not exaggerating. Dean Jones. But... he was the original driver for Herbie the Love Bug. And your trivia question, what number was Herbie?
8.
53.
I don't know.
You said it confidently, though.
Did you like that? All right, wait, I want to look up Dean Jones. I want to see if he was in the Love Bug.
Well, we got to go, Jennifer.
We don't. I have 1 minute left. All right.
No, we don't.
Okay.
For next week, we'll give you Dean Jones' filmography.
Filmography. So there's a reason enough to come back. He wasn't in the Gnomemobile. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and thanks, Libby Cudmore, for joining us again. We will have you back. Sure. Always a delight to talk about, and now we have helpful dishwashing advice from Scott. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 9:04. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio.
Some of these changes Trump seems to be making.